From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian peace talks still not on track. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have failed to get the stalled intra-Syrian peace talks back on track. Lisa Schlein reports from the site of the Kerry-Lavrov meeting in Geneva.
The U.S. and Russia are putting a positive spin on a long day of intense discussions about Syria, calling them productive and constructive. But their disappointment in not having achieved their goal of getting the country's warring factions back to the negotiating table was clearly visible. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says neither he nor Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are happy about the breakdown of the cessation of hostilities agreement, which subsequently led to the breakdown of the Syrian peace talks. Kerry says they may differ about the causes for the rupture, but both agree more work is needed to revive the deal and make it enforceable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. On Tuesday, a missile was fired from a submarine and flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All this comes as the U.S. and South Korea have been carrying out joint military exercises. Pyongyang sees it as a rehearsal to attack North Korea. Police in Bangladesh say they killed at least three Islamist extremists today, the suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners is reported to be among those killed. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack back on July the 2nd. This is VOA News. Today is a day of mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Well over 500 aftershocks have hit the town of Amatrice, where devastation is extensive. Sergio Pirozzi is the mayor of Amatrice. The mayor said the aftershocks have worsened, and in terms of the emergency, he says they have to make sure Amatrice does not remain isolated or risk further help being unable to get through. Meanwhile, civil protection officials have revised the death toll from the 6.2 magnitude earthquake to 281. France's highest administrative court has overturned a ban on burkinis, the full-body swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. The three-judge state council ruled the ban dealt a serious and illegal blow to fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Marwan Muhammad is the director of the Collective Against Islamophobia in France.
It is huge politically because it sends a clear message to the political elite that you cannot stigmatize part of the population just because of their religion, and it's not acceptable to restrict fundamental freedoms in a context of Islamophobia today in France.
Those who imposed the ban say the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, but the court said no evidence was presented to support that contention. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging Republicans in Congress to fund the fight against the Zika virus. President Obama said Saturday in his weekly address that he asked Congress more than 6 months ago to fund the emergency resources and public health experts needed to fight Zika, but Congress said no.
And Congress has been on a seven-week recess without doing anything to protect Americans from the Zika virus. So my administration's done what we can on our own. Our primary focus has been protecting pregnant women and families planning to have children.
The president said his primary focus has been protecting families planning to have children, and President Obama said Republicans in Congress should treat Zika like the threat that it is and make this their first order of business when they come back to Washington after Labor Day. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has broadened its guidance on testing donated blood for the Zika virus, saying now that such blood should be tested before use. Previously, blood had only been tested in areas where Zika outbreaks had been spreading by mosquitoes. And the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is urging Central Americans to not make the dangerous trip to the United States to try to enter the country illegally. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.